Royal Call from the United States of America. Americans, stand by servicemen and women of the United Nations. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight's Mail Call is dedicated to the servicemen and women from the state of Florida. And standing at the microphone now to act as your mistress of ceremonies for this Florida tribute is a lovely singing star who many of you have met in person on her recent trip to England and Africa. Here she is, the only homegrown product that Floridians will admit is more attractive than a Florida grapefruit, Frances Langford.
And a very warm hello to all you servicemen and women from the great state of Florida. To those of you who've never seen our lofty palms, wide beaches, flamingos, and gorgeous tropical sunsets, may I join the Florida Chamber of Commerce in extending an invitation which I hope you may soon be able to accept. You'll find the weather in Florida is always magnificent, and rain is practically unheard of. In fact, we have only about 64 inches of unheard of a year. Now I'd like you to meet one of our native state's most distinguished citizens. Her learned dissertations on the radio each week have acclaimed her a wide following among America's more intellectual elements. Fellas, meet Judy Canova.
Thank you, Frances, and hiya, gang. It sure is nice to be on this program dedicated to my home state, Florida. Sure wish I could go back there and visit sometime.
Well, why don't you, Judy?
I can't. There's a reward out for me down there. Yeah, sir, $10,000, dead or alive.
My goodness, did you murder someone?
Worse than that, I moved to California. But you know, I sure miss Florida. We had a lovely farm out in the Everglades. Pretty expensive land, too. Pa paid $4 a gallon for it. But one good thing about living in a swamp, though, your feet are always clean. No fooling. It was so damp down there, we used to pray for dust. Yes, sir? Yeah, we had four nice cows. We would have had more, too, but that's all it would fit in the rowboat. One day a cow named Bessie fell out of the boat and got bit by an electric eel. Now her milk comes out homogenized and buzzing. You know what? We grew some pretty good vegetables down there, too. We had potatoes, carrots, turnips, radishes. We only raised one crop a year on most of the vegetables, but we repeated on the radishes. They sure were powerful radishes, I'm telling you. My brother Zeke ate one once, and the recoil knocked him clean up to Jacksonville. We had a lot of mosquitoes down there, and did they bite? It got so bad sometimes that Ma had to run us kids through the ringer to get the lumps off us. It was all fun, though. I tell you, Frances, I'm mighty proud to be from Florida.
Well, Judy, how did you happen to come to California?
Why, Frances, girl, I won a beauty contest. Why, sure, my two brothers was the judges. For a while there, it looked like Pa was going to win.
Well, thanks a lot, Judy. It was swell of you to drop in.
Oh, now wait a minute, Frances. I'm just getting warmed up. Well, I'm going to sing a little song for the fellas now.
Please, Judy, I want to make an introduction.
Oh, introducing me? Good. Go right ahead. Go on.
The voice you're about to hear has been acclaimed by musical critics everywhere as one of the greatest of our time.
Oh, gosh, you don't have to lay it on too thick, you know.
Not only is this singer an outstanding concert artist and a star of grand opera...
You know she's a smart girl. Keep going, Frances. I love it.
But also one of the nation's great radio favorites, and I'm proud to introduce John Charles Thomas.
Just changed my name.
Welcome to Mail Call, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Frances.
Hey, no kidding, Mr. J.C., though. Have you really done all that singing in concerts and opera like Frances just said?
Yes, Judy, I've done a bit of it.
Funny, I never heard you. Did you ever sing with any big name bands?
Well... Well, I suppose I've sung with a few. Have you ever heard of Koussevitzky?
No.
Barbaroli?
No.
Sir Thomas Beecham?
Nope.
I'll try you once more. Stokowski?
No use, Mr. Thomas. I'll just pass till you get to Spike Jones.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Miss Judy, I'd like to do a number for the boys. The song is you.
Why, thank you, sir.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Deep down in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Deep down in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true. the song is yours. Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? A beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is
Thank you, John Charles Thomas. Well, Judy, I hope you've given up any idea of doing a number now. After all, you wouldn't want to follow John Charles Thomas.
Well, I don't know. It's all according to where he's going.
Well, I'm talking about singing. Do you think you could be a hit with the fellas after they've heard John Charles Thomas?
Well, I can try. I'll sing Shortening Bread for them. Do you know, Francis, that people say that every time I sing Shortening Bread, it sets Nelson Eddy back 10 years?
Well, if he can take it, I guess we can. Go ahead, Judy. Sing us a loaf.
Put on a skillet, put on a lid. Mammy's gonna make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's gonna do. Mammy's gonna make a little coffee, too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Two little babies laying in a bed. Heels cracked open like shortening bread. Biscuits cold. So Bud said, but I'm some wild about shortening bread. Mammy's little baby never shortened, shortened. Mammy's little baby never shortened bread. Mammy's little baby never shortened, shortened. Mammy's little baby never shortened bread. Every night before I go to bed, I run to the cupboard for my shortening bread. Grandma's old and make a bed, but she's full of fit for making shortening bread. Bam! 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 I like it hot. I like it cool.
Gave us a little jam with that shortening bread. Now, gang, here's one of your favorite vocal groups, the King Sisters, with a special new arrangement of San Fernando Valley.
Unpack my grip, and I'm leaving today. cause I'm taking a trip.
Pretty, pretty.
California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins. I'll be making new friends. Where the west begins,
pretty, pretty,
and the sunset ends, cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. Promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam.
For a king-size rendition of San Fernando Valley. Now, fellas, at this point, we were supposed to hear an instructive and educational lecture on the state of Florida from that eminent professor, Jerry Colonna. However, he hasn't arrived yet, and I don't know... Hello, mail call? This is Francis Langford, CQ. Who is this?
This is Professor Colonna, A-W-O-N.
Professor, where are you?
Oh, I'm down in Florida getting some local color.
Oh, you don't need any local color.
I don't. Get your lips off my neck, babe.
Professor, I just saw you in Hollywood a couple of hours ago. How did you get to Florida so fast?
I flew down on a CP-78.
A CP-78? What's that?
Carrier pigeon with jet propulsion.
Well, you better get back here right away. You're supposed to give a lecture.
Oh, very well. But first, I've got to call on an old sweetie of mine down here in the swamp. Hold the phone. Chloe! Chloe! What do you know? Join the wax!
Professor, I want you to get back here at once.
You rang, madam?
What took you so long, Professor?
Oh, a delay en route. You see, I stopped off in Colorado to see Pig's Pike. Pat's pick. Poke's pick. Some lousy hill, I don't know.
Professor, Pike's Peak.
They do. Well, pull down the shades.
What about your lecture on Florida?
I have it right here. Florida is bounded on three sides by water and on the fourth side by a large country called America. Florida retains much of the customs and language of the old world. To this day, one may hear a native saying, "Give me $2 to win on meatball."
Professor, I think we can dispense with the rest of your lecture.
Oh, no trouble at all. We come now to flora and fauna. Fauna may be found almost anywhere in the state of Florida. But flora, you can only get at Citrus 0476.
Well, thank you, Professor. That'll do nicely.
Now for the alligator.
We don't want to hear about alligators.
The female alligator lays 834 eggs every 6 weeks.
That's fine. So long, Professor.
However, the male or papa alligator devours 800 of these eggs.
Professor, I don't give a darn about the papa alligator.
Oh, you better give a darn. If it wasn't for him, we'd all be up to our necks in alligators. but seriously, Francis, you know, when you sang I Love You a few minutes ago, I felt kind of, sort of, well, you know what I mean?
No, I don't, Professor. How did you feel?
Well, kind of like you were singing that song just for me. What I mean is now I know how the soldiers must feel when you sing to them. It's that personal touch you have in your voice.
Well, what about Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra when they sing for the Waxen Waves? Don't you think they have that personal touch in their voices?
Yes, but that's too personal.
Professor, I'd like to hear you sing I Love You. I bet you could make the girls swoon, too.
Francis, when I sing, I don't only make them swoon, I make them yell and scream for mercy.
Come on, Professor. Sing just one chorus.
Okay. And now, as a tribute to Florida and in honor of an old alligator friend of mine who once bit me right in the lagoon, I will sing.
The April breeze. I love you. Echo the hill.
I love you.
Who's there?
I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more it sees a daffodil.
What's that noise?
Start to sing again the love's old melody. I love for you. That's the song of song. Oh, song of song. The song of memory.
Wonderful, Jerry. I'm sure that the entire population of Florida is as proud as I am that you were born in North Dakota. And now, if I may, I'd like to sing a little song that was written a long time ago. It's a beautiful song, and because beautiful songs never die, it's even more popular today than it was when it was written. All of you know it, I'm sure. I'll Get By.
Get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have.
I could send a chunk of Florida to you fellas. Maybe a little sand from Daytona Beach to sprinkle on the shore of the Marshalls, or some scenery from the Everglades to plant up there on Iceland or Kiska. You see, I know how a lot of you feel about Florida because it's my home state, too, and I love it, too.
So do I, Francis. Gee, that Miami Beach. What an ocean. What sunshine. What a sunburn.
You're from Florida, Judy. You know the smell of the orange groves when they're blossoming and the gentle breeze rustling the palm trees.
Yeah, and I can't forget the day that gentle breeze blew the chicken coop away.
You can remember cheering yourself hoarse at the Orange Bowl football game.
Yeah, and out on Bel Air Golf Course looking for lost balls in the poison ivy.
All you Navy flyers listening, how about climbing up into those clouds over Pensacola? Or maybe your folks came south with a trailer and camped at Cypress Gardens or Winter Haven. Maybe you can remember watching the Greyhound races at Jacksonville, or sailing a catboat around the Keys,
or swatting mosquitoes in the Everglades.
No kidding, fellas. Whatever it is you love about Florida, just remember, it's all here. It's going to be here for a long time. Florida's waiting for you. Yes, it's a great state, and someday we're going to make it even a greater state, in a greater country, in a greater world.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Francis Langford, John Charles Thomas, Judy Canova, the King Sisters, Jerry Colonna, and yours truly, Ken Niles. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'll be right back.